And welcome. Thank you for joining us on the Rescue Revive Gospel Show. I'm your host, Pastor Domenico Denisi. And once again, we say thanks for joining us for 25 minutes of gospel-centered conversation. And with us today, in studio, is Minister, which means to serve, Minister Randy Biaselli, Sr. And Minister Randy, I got to tell you this. I was thinking about it a few hours ago. You've broken the record. And appearances. So this is, believe it or not, this is show 80. This is the 80th interview we've done. I did the math today, and this is your fourth appearance. You were tied with Aaron Hilliard. You just passed Aaron Hilliard. So welcome back. This is the first time with this setup here. But I was just thinking about it, kind of considering who to have come on, and I asked you yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were able to do this. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Co-labor, ministry partner. Let's start off with talking about what just took place just over a month ago. And that was our crusade. We had David Vargas Jr. on a couple months ago before the crusade. Mm-hmm. And now coming back, and you were just on your sixth or seventh one. Talk a little bit about our Rescue and Revive crusade to the campus and the marketplace. We went to all the Ivy League school in the Northeast. Just tell the people a little bit, those that are watching on Facebook Live or those that will be listening on WYSL 92.1, 95.5. Go ahead, talk a little bit about your experience with the Rescue and Revive Crusades.
Well, it was amazing because, as we all said, that the unity among us all was incredible. There was no hiccups with us. And the favor that we had on the campuses was incredible. I mean, we open air preached in every campus we went to. A lot of students were receptive. We did have some that, you know, weren't receptive, but most of all, the campuses are hungry. There's a hunger out there. Yes. We've seen that among the college students. They're searching.
Now, you know, it's interesting because the Charlie Kirk assassination happened.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, we were actually going to the campuses 2 or 3 days after that. Now, we've been doing this. That was our 10th year of doing these Rescue and Revive Crusades to the campus. 10th year.
Yeah.
What I saw is it actually helped us. You were on the team with me until we merged together on that Saturday. I thought it helped us. We open air preached everywhere we went, every campus.
Every campus.
There, in my opinion, it was the least visible outward resistance that I can recall. But how do you think the Charlie Kirk situation, because it was brought up to us, of course, how do you think that played into this year's crusade?
I think it had a lot to do with it because of what he stood for and how he was assassinated. Mm-hmm. The students felt like, wait a minute, this man did nothing but bring truth to us. Mm-hmm. and try to give us understanding of what's going on. And they said, wait a minute, we're going to pick up the torch. Mm. And we're going to follow Charlie Kirk example. And even one asked us, he said, are you part of Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
I mm-hmm. says, no, we're not. I said, we're part of Rescue Revive Ministries, but we did love Charlie Kirk. We believe what he did, but we're not here representing, we're representing Christ.
We use it as a platform.
Yeah.
We use it as a platform for the gospel, like everything else. If it's election season or whatever the hot topic is, we use it as a platform for the gospel. Always stay focused. But I agree with you. I think it worked for us. A lot of people were curious about that when we got back. And thank you. For those of you who've prayed, supported the Rescue Revive Crusade, it's our most expensive and it's our most taxing event, so to speak, when it comes to planning and everything else. But we had a wonderful time. Great prayer team that went out. We felt the prayers of our prayer team beforehand. And we had some wonderful, wonderful gospel ministry that took place.
Amen.
Now let me take a little bit of a turn.
Can I say one more
thing? Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
When we were at Dartmouth, one of the some of the students and even some of the faculty told us that Charlie was scheduled to come.
That's right.
That following Monday.
He was scheduled to come.
He was going to come.
Yeah, we had
no idea.
Nope. None. It was all God's sovereignty, all God's planning. They did say that. Thank you for bringing that up. He was supposed to come, and they were still going to hold a turning point event.
Yeah.
Even though in his absence. So, yeah, that's a great. You look at how God orchestrates everything together. It's pretty amazing.
And we were there. So
we were. We were there.
Yeah.
Took his place, so to speak, right? And we're completely about the gospel. So thank you, Randy. That's a great, great point for the people. Let's talk local. That's our national ministry in the Northeast. We do that once a year, and as I said, it's a very big undertaking. Let's go to local. Let's go to Jerusalem, Rochester, New York here. And Camry, Christ's Army, reach you. Has been going for 7+ years. You call it the Red Front Green Grass, the outdoor outreach, and then you move inside to the Salem Church, which now just started a week or so ago. You've merged with Rescue and Revive Ministry. You've been an engrafted branch, so now you're under the covering of Rescue and Revive Ministries. Talk a little bit about how that works. Maybe some of the bumps, some of the smooths of how Camry, which you founded, has now been engrafted into the governance, so to speak, of Rescue and Revive Ministries.
Well, I think it's just brought a more of an enhancement to the ministry, to Camry. We're under a ministry that is really founded and legit and is doing great things for the Lord. We're working together. Some Rescue and Revive Ministry people come to our to Camry and support. And so it's just been a wonderful collaboration. It really has. So,
I agree 100%. I want to bring up a specific name here. And you know that Dan Soto has been with you from the beginning. You always proudly say, whenever you preach somewhere, member of Lamb Community Church, which is great to hear. I want to bring up a gentleman who's come in and become the logistical spearhead of the ministry. He's helped you out with so many things practically. Yes. He's become your right-hand man, Mike DeMauro. Talk a little bit of how Mike has helped you with Camry specifically.
Mike has brought organization. Mm-hmm. He's brought a different flavor. He's brought more credibility. He also has a lot to do with finances because he was an auditor for 40 years.
Right, that helps.
So there's no better person to have in charge of that area. And I just think, God, you always told me, you said, Randy, one of the earmarks of a ministry, God will bring better people than you.
Yes.
And I never forgot that when you told me that. And boy, oh boy, have I seen that. Mike, so many.
Mike's well-established disciple, mature man of God, been around a long time, and he's only enhanced Camry and Rescue and Revive Ministries, and we're very thankful for him. Let's talk about the ministry specifically. It meets every other Thursday. In fact, it happens to be this Thursday.
This Thursday night,
And what's your expectation when you go there to Camry? What is your expectation? Because, again, you founded this with prayer 7-plus years ago. What's your expectation when you go?
My expectation is that people will meet God, that people will come to know Christ, that people will receive the love of God and understand that we're there for one reason, not to be seen, not to glorify. I always say, let's go celebrate Jesus. Yes. That's been my theme since I started. We're here to celebrate the Lord, and that's what we do. But our main goal in life with the ministry is to draw people to Christ, Pastor. And like you, those that are maybe lukewarm or defeated, maybe they'll come and they can get refreshed in the Spirit.
Amen. That's a beautiful mission. That's a beautiful expectation. Simple, sincere, and so pure of heart. So thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit more about just locally here, some things. Now, Camry's been great. Can you tell the people when you meet, where you meet specifically? Because I see some people, James Calkins, for example, who I haven't seen in years. James, I hope to see you, Jim. Hope to see you sometime soon. In fact, come on down to Camry. Why don't you tell the people when they meet, where they meet?
Well, tomorrow night we'll be at 60 Bittner Street, Rochester, New York. It's right off of Andrew Street. You can also get it from off the expressway. It's right there. It's called Salem Christ Church, but we're inside. We rent a room called the Lamp City Church, and we've now been established there. Well, we were at East Avenue for 8 years, and God moved us right where we're at now to reach the people. So at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. you start. Tell people about the flow of the service. How's it work? What do you do? Tell us about the flow.
Well, the flow is we go in there, and we just start putting on the music. We start worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, greeting people, making sure people get something to drink when they sit. We just welcome people. It's the welcoming that really it brings a response to people. They feel welcome. They feel accepted. And that's what it's all about, church, is accepting those that have been rejected. Even some of the church rejects some of these people that come. They're homeless. Some, they don't smell good. They don't look good. But Christ is there to accept them.
Amen. It's beautiful. And you always have a preacher, a teacher.
Yeah.
You always have the music.
Yeah.
You have groceries that you give out to people.
Yeah.
So
Mission Share.
Yeah. Mission Share helps provide. They've partnered with us. They provide a lot of groceries. And it's just, it's a kingdom ministry. Rescue and Revive is a kingdom ministry in Camry. That's why we're able to merge, because we're both kingdom-minded, king over castle, so to speak. So we appreciate it, excited about it. I'm going to go to the uttermost part of the world now.
Amen.
Time moves by. We only have 15 minutes left. But I recently got back from Kenya, and we were able to purchase land out there to build a children's home. And we're officially recognized and established as a ministry now, a community-based organization. But I say that, you've been there 4 times. And people will ask, they'll say, well, what do you do in Kenya? We do the same thing in Kenya we do with Camry. rescue the lost, survive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. That's always the mission. The conduit or the source might be a little bit different, but that's always the mission.
Yes.
Whether it's through groceries, whether it's through a children's home, whatever it's through, the conduit or the person or the way in which we're doing it, the mission is always the same. But talk about your experience, because you've been there four times, and you, I said this to somebody over there, you're really the only guy we have that preaches like a Kenyan. We can't manufacture the voice. It's there. You have a big booming voice. It's just your natural style. The people are excited when you preach. Talk about your experiences in Kenya with Rescue and Revive.
It's all been good. We've had a few, you know, bumps here and there, but I'll tell you one thing. The people in Kenya love the Lord, and they're hungry for truth. Mm-hmm. They want truth. And one thing about Rescue and Revive, when we go there, we don't preach the American prosperity. We don't mm-hmm. preach the American culture. We preach the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ,
right.
The full counsel of God. Mm-hmm. And this man here, I'm telling you, they love him as a father. They love him as a man of God. And they respect us when we come there, because they know we're coming to tell them the truth, church. Mm-hmm. We're not giving them any false dreams or false fantasies or any of that stuff. We tell them that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God for that. Look, can you give the people one, because there's nothing like testimony. I usually ask about a testimony, but let me ask about a specific testimony. You've been there four times. You've had enough time there now. Can you just jog your memory and just one testimony of your time in Kenya, something that just really sticks out to you or warms your heart that would maybe encourage the people that are watching and listening?
Well, I've got a lot of them, but one, I just shared this with a lovely woman that's in my life, about a pillow that I used to have, that I had this pillow that I brought, and I used it for my butt.
For the driving.
Because, you know, the roads are pretty bumpy over there.
Right.
And I'm not as young as I used to be. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we were in Kisoko.
Yes.
And we were celebrating the Lord at a crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an elderly black woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting on a bucket. Selling food. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to give her your pillow. And when I gave it to her, she lit up like a balloon. I mean, her eyes, she sat down, she goes, ah. And I was so happy that I was able to give this woman just a simple traveling pillow.
Wow.
But it changed her whole perspective. It changed everything about her, Pastor.
That's amazing.
It was so beautiful that the Lord did that and allowed me to do that. But he gets all the glory. But yeah,
you almost got me a little bit emotional there.
Yeah, me
did.
Too.
That was, you know, you bring up the bucket, and wow, you know, I think about those. Remember those wooden chairs that they sit on in Turkana?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're probably about a foot wide. I mean, we could never sit on something.
What about
like
the rocks? The children sitting on rocks.
Yeah, I mean, what they do over there, especially if you go to the more primitive spots, people say, "Well, why do you got to go all the way across the world?" Well, we don't have to. Camry's here. It's local. Monroe Avenue. It's here. Adult and teen challenge. But we don't just minister and reach out to Jerusalem. We go Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and places like Kenya, 8,000 miles away, and that's. That's the call to the Great Commission, and that's why we do it. And it's been such a joy and pleasure locally and through the Crusades, nationally and internationally, to serve the Lord. And just, it's, you get to do it. It really is, you get to do it. It's
yep.
not you have to do it, you get to do it. And people, we want to encourage you, if you are not involved in gospel ministry, you can get involved. Contact us, Camry. I know Randy's always eager to get people involved.
Yes.
There's so many different ways you can get involved, and so don't hesitate to do so. Let's do this now. Adult and Teen Challenge, which Minister Jeff has been heading up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been rotating the schedules. He's been doing a great job with it. That was a big part of your life, and that's one of the branches of Rescue and Revive Ministries. How did Adult and Teen Challenge impact your life? Because I know you still speak there, but you were actually enrolled in Adult Teen Challenge many years ago.
Yeah, I went through the program in 1997. I went to the first induction phase, which was on Alexander Street. It was the first center in Rochester mm-hmm. from the 60s. And I went there, and I went to God's Mountain. And it was an incredible journey. But yeah, I still had work in my heart that I didn't allow the Lord to deal with. So I didn't make it. But the Lord brought me back after 20-something years to go to Adult Teen Challenge. And now I've been teaching chapel every first Wednesday for, I think, over 2 years now. So I love doing that. And
it's a blessing.
I never thought I'd come back to Teen Challenge. It was all the Lord that brought me back, all orchestrated by God. Because when I left TC, I didn't leave in good terms. Mm. And I left in bad terms. But God is a God of restoration. God is faithful when we're not. Amen.
Amen. Hey, you know what I think I'm going to do, and that's a great testimony. I think I'm just going to go through a couple of the other branches with you. Monroe Avenue. I've been going out there 7 years. You've seen some amazing things out there. Weren't able to make it out as much this year, but you've been out there enough to talk about it. Talk about that's the one outreach we do at night, literally in the dark. Talk a little bit about Monroe Ave setting up next to that old iconic theater.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean, Monroe Avenue, it's at night. So, you know, a lot of darkness comes out at night. But I'm telling you, we've seen God transform people's lives incredibly right before us. And we've seen the devil. We've seen manifestations. But we've always seen the Holy Spirit prevail through that darkness. Mm-hmm. We've always seen it. He holds up the cross. When I'm there, I hold up a sign. Others, you know, go out street witness. And we have a gentleman who plays the guitar. He used to be Pastor Steve, but he's, you know, I'm not sure how this is working, but whoever Pastor Dominic gets. But that's what we do. We just go out there and we're a light. We're a light to darkness. And people across the street are at the bar, and they'll be yelling over at times. But when we get up to start preaching or we pray, people listen. They can hear our voices all over the place. So there's been a lot of fruit.
Yeah, you know, I just want to tell you, you were making me think about one quick testimony. We've had some great testimonies. You weren't here this night, but my son came out. My 16-year-old son came out one night, and he was with Big Ed, ministering on the street. And he went up to a couple people, and the gentleman that they were ministering to happened to be the brother of the young man that was murdered at that Amazon location here.
Wow.
Locally.
Wow.
That was one that was stuck out. I mean, God sovereignly set this young man up. Of course, we were able to pray with him, so on and so forth. But those are the type of things that happen on Monroe Avenue. And be very candid with you, a night outreach on Monroe Avenue, you have to push a little bit harder through your flesh to do it.
Yeah, you do.
And to be very candid, there were a couple times, and we only have 5 or 6 outreaches there from May through October or April through September. And you get sometimes, to be very candid, I'm like, man, I really don't want to go, but always push through, and I see the fingerprints of God. I see God at work when we go there, so it's a blessing. As we're kind of coming down to the last 7 or 8 minutes, I want to ask about Lakeview Apartments, because you've been there. This is a ministry, a branch of the ministry locally. We started a few years ago. Bob Kermis has come alongside me. Andy and Alma Miller has come alongside this work. You've been there. There's Alfredo. There's a lot of people, Alfredo and his wife. There's people that are being raised up now to come alongside for this branch. But you've been there. And I told you from the beginning, I said, Randy, this feels more like a church. What are your thoughts at Lakeview Apartments down near Harbortown, near the beach?
You said it. I believe that's turning into a church. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are eager. They come. They don't come just for the pizza. I see that now. They're coming because they want the fellowship. They want the communion of the Holy Spirit. They want the word. They want all that you bring. And it's really developing into a church. It really is.
It is. You know,
there's a great spirit there. Great presence.
There is. And people have said to us before, you know, you come in here and you drive the darkness out. And that's quite a compliment. I mean, that's glory to God, because we're nothing special other than we just follow Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of darkness there.
There is a lot of darkness. People tell us about it all the time. In fact, I'm just going to say this. Somebody jumped off the 5th or 6th floor
of
the building. 7th story of the building not too long ago. And, you know, these are things you're not going to hear in the news, or we don't know. And then we find these things out, and it just reaffirms our mission there. The last thing I want to talk about before I ask you to share the Gospels, you know, we're talking about all these things. It's like doing, right? We've got Lakeview and Camry, all these things. But the fuel behind all these and the fuel behind gospel ministry is prayer.
It's prayer. That's it.
Talk to the people just a few minutes about how important is the role and the fuel of prayer specifically for gospel ministry.
Well, you say it all the time. No prayer, no evangelism. Mm-hmm. You see, because when you realize you're going out into the powers of darkness, you're going out into the battlefield, and if you're not prepared spiritually, then you're going to have some problems. Yes. But if you go and pray and just believe God that He's going to go before you with the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, it will be a lot different than not praying. I've experienced it. There's times I haven't prayed, and boy, oh boy, things just went off the hinge. Mm-hmm. But there's been times where I pray, and it's just like, wow, God just clears the path. Just like going to the colleges.
Yes.
It's the same thing. The prayer team goes ahead of us. And it's like we can just walk right
paves
through.
Paves the way.
Paves the way. It's incredible.
And right now we have Sister Sue watching, who's been on the prayer team for a number of years. So thank you for that. We got your bishop, Dan Stotles, watching. We thank you for tuning in. Remember, this is going to be on the radio as well the next four Sunday evenings at 11:30 p.m. on WYSL. We always end every show. We have a few minutes. We don't have to rush. I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Normally, we'll just give 30 seconds, but even 90 seconds, Randy, if you want it. At the end of every show, I'll always ask the guest this question. In your own words, in your own ways, can you please look into the camera and share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's what this ministry is all about.
Well, the good news is simply this. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does he mean by repent? He means by turning away from your sins, turning away from your old nature of life. You see, for me, when I repented, I was turning away from darkness, from the habits of life, from the habits of sin. And Jesus is saying that to all of us in the Word of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is everlasting life. The kingdom is ruling and reigning with Christ in righteousness and holiness. Yeah. Living a pure life. Living your life in a conduct way where Christ can be glorified. Salvation only comes from the Lord. There's no other way but through the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. So we must repent. Repentance is the key factor. Not just one time, but every day. Every day I go to the cross. Every day I go to Jesus. Lord, forgive me for any sins I've committed, knowing or unknowing. Circumcise my heart. We need our circumcision. We need the circumcision of our heart. To take away the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh.
Amen. Repentance, you know, a lot of times people miss that. A change of mind, by definition. Jesus started his earthly ministry. He started his ministry with that cry of repent and believe the gospel, the good news. Have a change of mind and put your faith, hope, and trust in what the work of Christ. You mentioned the cross. The cross has to be there. It's the bridge. It's the means to which we have access to the Father. Thank you. That was a very good explanation. I know you want to do this, so there's 30 seconds. Why don't you say hello to the young woman that you're courting right now? So go ahead. I know you want to, so go ahead.
Hi, Heather.
Heather, yes, okay.
So good to see you.
Yes, and Heather Mayer, I don't know if she's watching now, but she can see this, as I said. This is on the social media platforms. We'll put this on our YouTube channel as well at rescueandrevive.org. And before we say goodbye today, I want to say a heartfelt thank you. I mean, Rescue and Revive Ministries, from Kenya all the way here to Rochester, is a kingdom effort. It's a team effort. And we are going to be having a Kenya night coming up in March, tentatively March 14th, to start funding the building of this children's home in the land in which we just purchased, 100 by 100 foot piece of land, which is not easy to do, by the way. But with God's grace and God's help, we were able to do that. And we are now going to start building to help the least fortunate and provide food and shelter to begin with for the most dire needs of the children in Kenya. So we're excited about that. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. Always a blessing. And we take every single prayer. Heather's on, by the way, now.
There she is.
Every single prayer, every single penny you give to us, it goes toward the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, officially, God bless you, and thank you for helping us rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.